The leaders of Germany, France, Italy, and Romania are in Kyiv today, meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Zelensky is pleading with Europe and the United States for more weapons to fight off the Russians in eastern Ukraine. Just yesterday, President Biden said the U.S. would give another $1 billion to support the war effort. Yevhenia Kravchuk is a member of Ukraine's parliament in the same party as Zelensky. She is in Washington today asking lawmakers for help. Ms. Kravchuk, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So as you're in Washington, there are top European leaders in Ukraine today from Germany, France, Italy. They are trying to make it clear that they support the war effort. Are you convinced that Europe is still 100% behind you in this fight against Russia?
We've seen the big unity in Europe since the full-scale invasion that we haven't actually seen, you know, since 2014 when the annexation of Crimea happened and the war in Donbass started. Well, we see that European Union already gave six packages of the sanctions. Is it enough to win the war? I'm afraid not, because we would need to put even more economic pressure on Russia, so it would not have the money to do such wars and restock their military equipment. But also very important to have this partnership in military support, because the war had changed since March and even April. Russians concentrated in the front in Donetsk and Luhansk region at the east. So the front line is about 800 miles right now. And at some parts of the front, we are outnumbered in military equipment like artillery, some MLRS systems, 1 to 10.
And that is why you're asking for these stronger artillery weapons. Give me an example. Tell us as vividly as you can just how necessary those weapons are on the front lines. How urgent is it?
Well, it is urgent because we're losing a couple hundred of soldiers every day because they cannot, you know, give the response. So that would save the lives of the soldiers, but also will give us opportunity. So, you know, that's why we've been asking. And it doesn't mean that we're not grateful for already what we got, because, you know, without that support, we would not be able to stay as, you know, as we are. And Russians would probably gone more maybe it would be in Kyiv or something.
Let's shift gears just a moment here, because the larger question here is, how will this war end? And my question to you is, would you accept any peace settlement with Russia that includes giving up any of the territory in eastern Ukraine?
Well, I'm a member of parliament. I was elected by people. And the poll says that 82% of Ukrainians will never, you know, bargain the territories. But, you know, every war ends up with some sort of peace treaty. But when the counterparts, you know, when the countries that are in the conflict come to the table of negotiations, what is matters is the position on the battlefield. So Russians are not trying, you know, to move forward to take as much territory as they can. And our aim is not to let them happen and to counterattack and to liberate the land they've already taken after the February 24th. So that's what we're asking, for the better position for negotiations, because, you know, they'll come sooner or later. But we need to understand that Putin and Russia understands only the language of force. So, you know, when Macron is calling or Scholz is calling and, you know, the leaders of European countries asking, like, please stop the war, it doesn't work. Only the gun can stop, you know, Putin of going forward. And also,
that is exactly why I asked the question whether or not you feel support from Europe is as strong as you would like it to be, when some European leaders that you just mentioned are saying, let's get this over with.
You know, there is a gap between, you know, commitments and public statements and what we get on the ground. So if all of the leaders would do, you know, what they promised. For example, Germany promised, you know, tanks and other systems, but saying, you know, you'll receive them like in a few months, but we really need them right now because that's what makes the difference on the battlefield right now. So we need this unity to be, you know, more courageous, I would say. But there is a clear vision from our side and from our military side how to make this operation and how to kick Russians out, because the weapons, the NATO caliber weapons, are much more precise. They're more powerful than what Russians have. But Russians just do have, you know, a big amount of the Soviet era style weapons.
Yevhenia Kravchuk is a member of the Ukrainian Parliament, deputy head of the Servant of the People Party, the same party that President Zelensky belongs to. Thank you so much, Ms. Kravchuk. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.